What's the final steps of preparation been like the last couple days for this game?
It's been good, just making sure that we're communicating, talking over what we like, what we don't like, make sure guys understand their spots and their roles, and just had a good week of practice. We'll fly out tomorrow and try to go execute on Sunday.
What makes you feel this team is more, I think I may have asked this already on Wednesday, but just the more prepared than past times entering a game like this?
Again, I think I chalk it up to the love that we have in this locker room, the respect that we have for each other, and the fear of letting each other down. I think that's what it comes down to. Everyone cares about their jobs here. Everyone cares about each other in this locker room. And ultimately, when we're out there, we're truly playing for each other.
Josh, does anything feel different than years past when you go into these games this week?
We're just trying to approach it like the most important game, because it's the next one. And we're just trying to do everything that we can do to win a football game. That's what it comes down to.
How do you personally balance, like, yes, making it like every other week, but also, like, it's a little different. There's different things going on. Like, how do you kind of make it as normal as possible?
Well, you stick to your routine. You trust what's got you here. Making sure that still quarterback dinner, still hanging out with the guys outside the facility, and not trying to think about overthink about it too much. And it's hard sometimes when you're laying down and your mind starts wandering, and you have all these vivid dreams in your mind, and just try to make it as normal as possible and get as much sleep as you can and be ready to go on Sunday.
Josh, Amari was.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Amari was pretty philosophical the other day about, the idea that maybe the numbers haven't always been there for him since he came over. But what's it been like for you to see how selfless he's been in terms of fitting in with the wide receiver group?
Yeah, he's been a huge blessing to our team, a huge blessing to our wide receiver room. The stats may not be all there every single game, but he does so much more for us than I think people understand. Just the pressure that he can take off of certain guys in our offense. And he's caught some pretty spectacular catches since he's gotten here, and there's no doubt we're going to need that going on Sunday.
Josh, you mentioned a few times the fear of letting guys down. How do you use fear as a motivator and not something that gets you more tense when it's something like this?
Well, I think it kind of goes back to the conversation that I had with Vaughn and conveying that to the team of, we've prepared, we've done all we can, and sometimes you let the ball roll where it does, and making sure that as long as we feel like we've given ourselves every opportunity to win a football game, we're okay with whatever happens.
I'm not sure if DeMar cares about being in a finalist for Comeback Player of the Year again, because of what he's done, what he's accomplished this season on the field and proven that he is a starter. What do you make of him, what he's done this year?
It's been unbelievable. He should have won that award last year. So that's how we feel about it. I think that's how everyone here feels about it. But his play on the field, it's been awesome. He's made some huge plays for us. And we're going to need him as well as everybody on Sunday.
Sean said on Wednesday that it's hard to win if you play scared to lose. What does that mean to you?
Playing free, not fearing the consequences of messing up. And again, it goes back to making sure that, if we feel like we're prepared and we've given ourselves everything that we can throughout the week of preparation, we're on Sunday, let it loose and go from there.
What was today's dad joke?
What was a mummy's favorite music genre?
Rap.
That's right. Yeah. Jeez.
All right. I was just gonna ask. it's tough to follow. Spagnuolo is known for being very unique on third down. So, in terms of that chess match, how do you approach and prepare for that sort of thing?
Yeah, we give ourselves as many looks as we can throughout practice and in the film room. But also understanding that come game time, it could be completely different than what we've looked at. So just understanding our base rules, sticking to them, knowing where our problems are and knowing our answers to those problems. And I think, we've had a good week. But again, it all comes down to Sunday. And we'll probably have to make some adjustments as we go, as we do every game.